On November the 26th, 1944, a kind of groundbreaking musical event took place in New York. Yehudi Menuhin gave the world premiere of Bartók's Silent Sonata. The piece was not well received. Olin Downs basically said, the quote was almost, "We do not like this kind of music, we do not understand it." Bartók himself had expressed some concern about the problem of people listening to 20 minutes of solo violin music. And much of the discussion of the piece seemed to range around the notion that to listen to the violin by itself is in some way a new thing. And much of what Menuhin himself said after and before the fact was to do with there being a huge element of innovation. I want to explore quite how problematic that is, use this fantastic object here, which is a photographic facsimile made at the time, which is the copy which Menuhin himself used, not preparatory to the first performance, but preparatory in the preparation for another copy which was used for the first performance. And the reason for this will become clear. But to start things off, what I thought would be a good idea is I want you to hear two things. I want you to hear Bartók in action. There are very, very few recordings of Bartók playing piano. It just happens that the only recordings we have of Bartók playing Bartók were recorded also in the US, in the Library of Congress in 1940, where I gave a concert in the same room 2 weeks ago, so I'm feeling very nostalgic about this. And he gave them with one of his great collaborating violinists, Joseph Sighetti. This is just one concert, which is generally agreed by pianists and violinists to be pretty much the greatest recital ever recorded anywhere. It's a live concert. Two musicians who've worked together for at least 15 years, both very much in the sense that they were trying to find a new home. Both had not only abandoned Europe, but they had transferred musicians' performing rights and composers' rights away from Europe, both very much holding on to each other. The Hungarian community in the States became very, very tight-knit in the 1940s as the exiles drew together. So both Sighetti and Bartók wrote about how this concert felt like a kind of coming home to them. So I think it would be a good idea to just hear a little bit of the two of them, not playing this piece, which interestingly Sighetti never played, playing some of the piece which Bartók wrote specifically for Sighetti. In fact, the only piece he wrote specifically for Sighetti, the First Rhapsody. Thank you. on Bartok's voices, because one of the most exciting things with Bartok was that no composer prior to him had such a number of close relationships with other string players. This begins with his unquieted passion for the violinist Steffi Geier, which resulted in the unplayed first violin concerto. He made the catastrophic mistake of sending someone a piece of music as a love letter, and then they put it in the drawer, and they were remained in the drawer until the late 1950s. Then moving on with chamber players such as Imre Valdebar, then through players such as Zoltán Zeke, for whom he wrote his second concerto, people such as Chambové, who were in the second violin in the Hungarian quartet working with Zeke, Zigeti, who you just heard, and then the violinist that he wrote his second violin sonata for, Jelen Zarani, who I talk about too much probably, who Zigan was written very much as a portrait of her playing.